Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Paya podcast. This is the special combined episode with the English Equip project. So we're really grateful to be bringing you this episode live from the Pacifica TV and radio studio. Thank you to them for their wonderful support, where we can utilize their studio and broadcast you our monthly podcast episode. As I mentioned, this is a special program this month, as we're teaming up with the English Equip project, who are developing an online platform and resource for youth from New Caledonia and Wallace and Futuna. So English Equip is a project sponsored by Young Pacific Leaders to help increase the English language levels and abilities in New Caledonia and Wallace and Futuna, and give youth more access to regional opportunities such as the Young Pacific Leaders workshops and conferences. So I'm joined here by my co-host Malik from New Caledonia, and we have Sinimoni behind the camera there, and we have our special guest Luan Lee representing Wallace and Futuna. The English Equip project is a project that, as I mentioned, is helping to improve the English languages in the French Pacific Islands, and so that's why we're joined by Luan Lee, who's studying here in Australia, to hear a little bit about her experience from Uvea coming to Brisbane, and we're really keen to explore this conversation together. So Malik, I might just get yourself to introduce who you are to our audience, and then we'll hand over to Luan Lee.
Yeah, hi everyone, I'm Malik Wedin from New Caledonia, the project leader of English Equip and member of Changemakers New Caledonia, which is the local NGO engaged in English Equip.
And Luan Lee, we'll hand over to you for your introduction.
So, hello everyone, I'm Luan Lee Matatau, 21, and I'm here studying in Australia a Bachelor of Business as an Australia Awards recipe, which is sponsored by the DFAT.
Can you share a little bit about applying for the Australia Awards Scholarship, and what was the process, and what does this opportunity mean for you?
So I applied last year for the Australia Scholarship, and I had the chance to get it. At first we had, they had to test our English abilities, so I had to take on the IELTS test. And that's why I went to New Zealand to take my IELTS test. And after that, the second step of the process is like an interview, or we had to meet the members of the consulate.
Yeah.
For me, it was a meeting with Joshua, Paul, and Casey. They ask us questions about our childhood, what we do like in our leisure time, or those kind of stuff. And I think it was in November, they gave us the results, like who got the scholarship.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got it.
Nice. And how are you enjoying Brisbane? It's quite different to Uvea.
I mean, it's been a long time. It's not a long time since I've been in Uvea, but it's really hot here in Brisbane. I mean, now compared to New Zealand, where I spent like most of the year last year, and for now, like the people are so welcoming. I didn't have a hard time like to fit in, so it's really nice.
Yeah.
How do you learn English?
How?
Yeah.
I think I've been learning English like from high school. No, even before, we had like English as a course in college.
No? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No? High school. Yeah.
High school. Yeah. And then like just from like watching movies, listening to music. I think that's where I learned English.
Yeah.
We don't have, we don't know much about this scholarship, and so when I find out about this scholarship, I did my research because I couldn't believe it. So I came to talk with Casey, who helped me a lot, like doing my papers and all of the documents required for the application, and all of the process were through an online platform, which was Oasis, I believe. And yeah, it was a long time coming, but here we are now in Brisbane.
And do you enjoy the university here in Brisbane compared to your previous experiences?
Actually, yeah, because previously I used to study in New Caledonia. I did lessons of physics and chemistry. And I think for you as well, like when you were studying in New Caledonia, was completely different.
Mm.
As in, like here we have the chance to choose what time we like at best to study and what course we want to study. And I think compared to New Caledonia, here you have more choices in terms of courses. In New Caledonia, it's more like general, but here you can really be specific, like about the domain you want to study.
Mm.
And that's the thing I like about studying here in Australia. And the community here, especially the Pacific community, is really strong. Like I didn't have a hard time like finding friends and build my community here. So yeah, I really like it. No, I don't wanna. I almost don't wanna pretend to.
Yeah, when I studied in New Caledonia, it's definitely very different to the Australian system. It's a French-based system there, and so if you're studying a Bachelor of Business in Australia, you often have the opportunity to choose your courses, choose. Sometimes there's different options for what time you have classes or things are recorded online.
Yeah.
It's very flexible often. Whereas in New Caledonia, everything was in person all day, every day. There wasn't much flexibility. But it just goes to show some of the differences in the systems of education just between New Caledonia and Australia, which is only 2 hours flight difference. But they have a French system there, which is much more structured and rigid. So, can you share a little bit more about, I guess, before you applied for the scholarship, you did studies in New Caledonia. At what point did you leave Wallace and Futuna and decide to go to New Caledonia for study first before coming to Australia after that?
So, because we don't have any university for now, in Australia, I mean, apart for the numeric one. So, it was like natural for me to continue my study in New Caledonia at first, and I didn't want to go to France first because I didn't want to be like too far from my parents, from my family. And when I learned about the scholarship, that's when I was like, oh yeah, there's more like opportunities for us outside just like the French territories, like New Caledonia or France. And so when I learned about it, I was really interested like in applying for the scholarship. And yeah.
And you also then went to New Zealand. Can you share a little bit about your time in New Zealand and what you did there?
So in my first time in New Zealand was in 2023. I went there for holidays. I wanted to do my IELTS at that time because I applied the first time in 2023, I reckon, which I did, and I got 6.5 or something. Mm-hmm. And
to get into Australian universities, you normally need 6 for IELTS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6, but like for each. What do you call it?
Yeah, the categories. You can have a 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5 at least. But I think my speaking at that time was like 5.0 or something.
Yeah.
And so when I applied for the scholarship, it was a little bit hard for me. They said I had to do at least 1 month like introductory or something like that. And I didn't get the scholarship at that time. And so when I applied the second time for the scholarship, because I really liked my time in New Zealand in 2023, I decided to go again to do my IELTS. And I spent more than 6 months there, almost a year in New Zealand, where I really went like I did a 6 month IELTS course, and the school I was in was in partnership with AUT, so we had like I had like an inside of what it's like to study in English speaking mm-hmm. university, and I really like it.
AUT is the Auckland University of Technology.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. And what about your other activities in Brisbane? Your hobbies or everything you can do that you cannot do in Wallis and Futuna, for example?
Here in my school, Griffith University, there's a lot of clubs in where you can apply and spend your leisure time with the people in the clubs. I'm playing volleyball here in the Griffith Club, which is really great. Like I have to, I get the chance to meet with people from every side of the planet. It's very various. Like I get the chance to meet with many international students, so talking with them made me feel like I'm not like the only one who feel like kind of homesick, because that's how I felt the first time I got here. I felt a little bit homesick. What else? My church as well here in Upper Mount Gravatt. They really helped me, like, I don't know, fulfill my spiritual journey, I say.
Yeah.
And YPL, the Young Pacific Leaders, which I'm a member of, they have a lot of members here. The community here is really present, I'll say. So it's really nice to meet with them from time to time. I have a chat with them.
And also you mentioned at your university, there's the Pacifica Club.
Yeah, there's a Pacifica Club in university, the GPA, Griffith Pacific Association. And they're now preparing for the biggest night of the whole year, which is the fifth year night, where every culture, every students, every Pacifica students get to show off their culture during that night. Unfortunately not participating this year. They wanted us like to have a event item, but because we were only two, it was like kind of impossible. I mean, it was possible, but because this is my first year, I didn't wanna spend too much time on it. I really wanted to focus on my studies first. Yeah. Maybe next year, but for this year.
Maybe next year we can bring over a delegation, a group from there.
I hope so. It would be nicer.
Yeah, have you met many people from Wallis and Futuna here?
There's one woman who's married to someone and here in Australia. She lives up north, I think, and from time to time she... Because I'm living with my... with the last year recipe, Australia was recipe. She's now my flatmate, and so from time to time, this lady send us like message if we can meet, or she takes us around Brisbane, and which is really nice. It shows that wherever you can be, like on Earth, or if you know like someone else is from where you're from, you automatically like have that connection, you want to meet with that person, and it's really nice to have them here in Australia. Yeah, I don't feel, I would say I'm not feeling homesick anymore thanks to them. Yeah.
And I guess there'll be youth participating in this English Equip project and youth watching the PIA podcast. What advice would you have for them who want to study overseas or access some of these opportunities? What advice would you give them?
I say come and try. Like, you don't lose anything trying, so just come here. I'm sure you're gonna like it. You're gonna like the, you're gonna like the environment here in Brisbane. And you have us here. Maybe you're gonna like it more. But yeah, it's particularly for the youth in Wallis and Futuna here in Australia with the scholarship. I really encourage you to apply for it because it's really like a chance, it's an opportunity for you like to get new doors open for you, I'll say, not only within the region but like internationally. So I believe Paya and English Equip is really the ideal platform to get those opportunities.
Alec, any final questions?
No, just maybe why we have to better learn English in our French territories?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's to do podcasts really, like this.
That's really a good question. And I think that's why I choose like to engage in this mentor journey with you guys, because I really believe that English is, I mean, the English language really helps connecting people, and like I said, this is an opportunity for us French speaking country to connect with the English speaking country, to have more doors open for us. And yeah, I'm sure like you from Wallis and Futuna, they have so much to offer, but they just like, you know, have to connect with some other people because of the language barrier. So I think English Equip is really a good project, and it's really a good chance for them to learn English and to connect with those people and to have those opportunities to get access for them. And being as, and I'm seeing that as an international student from Wallis and Futuna, sitting here in Brisbane, I know how English is important for travel, jobs and education. So, yeah, I believe it's a good bridge.
And likewise, myself as an Australian, I've learned French, so I've been able to travel to New Caledonia 5 times, Wallis and Futuna twice, French Polynesia twice. So if you're from another Pacific island or from Australia or New Zealand, we also encourage you to learn different languages from the region. If you learn French, then there's plenty of, you know, 3 different places you can go. If you learn, you know, Tok Pisin, you go to Papua New Guinea, and you've got amazing cultural diversity there. So any language you learn will always open up more opportunities. Of course, English is a common language that most people in the Pacific speak or understand, so it's a great way to connect to our different cultures. But if you already come from an English-speaking background, then you can also, you know, make the effort to learn another language from the Pacific and understand our cultures and histories in a deeper level. So it goes both ways. If you are not a native English speaker and you learn English, you'll open up a lot of opportunities. And if you know English or you speak another Pacific Island language, go and learn another language from the Pacific or another part of the world and see the opportunities it will open up for you. So Malu Lorenli for joining us for the PAYA podcast and English Equip combined podcast for today. And maybe can you give like a final word of encouragement in Uvian, or like a proverb or a nice phrase in Uvian that you, that has a strong meaning for you?
To end this, I will say, like Snowy said, I will say Mana Tuite Lao Niu, which means just keep it up, and yeah, remember where you're from, remember how far you come, and just try your best to find your place, because we only live once, right? So yeah, just try your best and hope for the best.
Thanks, Lorenli. Thanks everyone for watching and tuning in. We'll see you next time.